I use that title rather than transracial adoption, which is the bulk of what I'll be talking about, because the things we'll talk about will not only apply to transracial families, but to families whose kids are placed older, to cisgender families, to families where a child has a visible medical issue, anything that makes you a family that when you're going down the street, people can identify you as an adoptive family, in my book, makes you conspicuous. And so it means you're going to get questions not only from people you know, but from strangers, and that your kids are going to hear that questions and need to figure out who they are, despite the fact that they don't look like you.
When you're talking about transracial adoption in particular, how difficult is it for transracial adoptees to develop and maintain their cultural heritage while fitting into a new family?
That depends on whether parents make it a both and or an either or. So if I think of my child as I'm a white mom, mm-hmm. and I have this tall black son and daughter, both of whom are biracial black, so we're conspicuous, and my husband's a white guy. If I make it a family identity, we are both a white and a multiracial family. We do both Christmas and Kwanzaa. We have folks in our house that look like us, the parents, and we have folks, friends in our house that look like my kids because they're our friends. If I make it an identity for our whole family, my kids have all of that available to them.
And unfortunately, there is still a stigma that you were speaking of surrounding transracial adoption. How do you help people deal with intrusive questions or comments? Is there a stock answer?
I have three kinds of stock answers. I'm looking for an answer that's privacy guarding that my child can use with his teacher the next day and not end up in the principal's office, which in fact happened to my son at one point. I'm looking for a humorous answer because sometimes you don't want to make it that heavy. You just want to take care of it. I'm looking for an informational answer because sometimes the person in front of me needs to know. You know, it's a teacher, it's a relative, it's someone I'm going to see again, or I just feel like educating someone that day. Or it's a time when I know my son would be helped or my daughter by hearing this answer.
What advice would you give to people who are considering adopting a child outside their race or a child with a physical disability? What advice would you give those folks?
I think there are two factors that come to mind pretty quickly. One is just your privacy boundaries. When you become a conspicuous family, and pregnant ladies tell me this happens to them too on elevators, people feel free to comment. And so you have to be someone who's okay taking a certain amount of commentary coming at you because your child needs to see you comfortably fielding those kinds of questions so they know they're safe and so they know who they are doesn't make you uncomfortable. And then the part two is, are you up for dealing with the fact that society still has a racial component to it that's very historical?
And it can be one of the most rewarding experiences of your life.
Well, it certainly gives you entree into a subculture that I otherwise wouldn't be part of, both an adoption culture. I mean, there are a lot of really cool adoptive parents and families out there. And then a multiracial culture. And to be participant in both of those has been for me a privilege.
You can find out how to get more information about this event and celebrate adoption on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Judy Stigger, thanks for your insight.
Oh, you're most welcome.